Hi, this is Bob Stammers, Director of Investor Education at CFA Institute. Today, we're speaking to Andrew Greenberg, CEO of GF Data and Managing Director at Fairmont Partners. Previously, Andrew was the Secretary of Commerce at the State of Pennsylvania and is also a graduate of Brown University and Harvard Law School. Andy, thanks so much for speaking to us today.
Happy to be here.
So, Andy, let's start with the data. Have more people been able to successfully sell businesses in 2011 and 2012 than in the years before?
Well, we collect data from 170 private equity groups completing transactions in the $10 to $250 million value range. Our window on overall M&A activity is consistent with overall trends. Deal volume is at about the same levels of last year, comparing the first 6 months of 2011 with 2012. At the end of 2011, of course, activity really picked up as a result of expectation earlier in the year that there might be changes in capital gains rates at the end of 2011. So deal volume has been solid, but I think many deal professionals thought it would be better than that. I think the expectation was that the combination of, you know, unprecedented capital in the hands of financial and industry buyers, generally improving economic conditions, and once again, prospective federal tax increases would create this juggernaut of activity quarter by quarter in 2012, and that hasn't happened. You know, the volume has been good, but not phenomenal.
So what do you attribute that to? Business owners coming to view their holdings differently, or because things haven't materialized the way that commentators had expected?
I think that's a great question. It's a combination of both. You know, for the seller of a good, profitable middle market business, now is a great time to come to market and get a lot of buyer interest. If you talk to private equity funds or industry acquirers actively looking for businesses, they would tell you that it's a seller's market. The biggest problem is finding quality businesses being offered. We think that, you know, to some extent, business sellers are being influenced by general uncertainty in the economy, and in some cases, corporate performance that hasn't bounced back quite as much as one might have thought at the beginning of the year. In our last report, I wrote about the fact that many business owners are reverse diversifiers. While, you know, investment theory says getting liquid and out of a single private asset would be a good thing to do, you know, we hear about and see a lot of business owners who say, you know, there are a lot of things in this world I don't understand. I don't understand what's happening in Europe. I don't understand the domestic economy. I don't know where the election is headed. But I know my business, and you know, I'm comfortable, you know, remaining concentrated in my business. And I think that feeling is reinforced by something else that you alluded to. It's much easier to feel that way when available returns in the equity and debt markets for investors are as low as they have been. You know, I think a refrain that intermediaries hear every day is, you know, if I did sell my business, where would I put the proceeds?
So in the absence of that deal volume, have you seen any other changes to the ownership structures of companies as families start preparing for the next generation?
There are some transactions, you know, that you know, probably fall under the headings of minority recapitalizations or leveraged recapitalizations, where either some owners continue and others leave the business, or a company is leveraged up to provide for a shareholder distribution. But there probably is more conversation about those alternatives than transactions in the reality. You know, they happen, and there's no doubt that in this sort of market they're on the uptick. But, you know, private business owners like control, and many of them are accustomed to operating with moderate degrees of leverage. So pursuing the kind of transaction that you're talking about requires getting to a comfort level with something that is new for them.
Are there any regulatory changes that business owners should be aware of?
I think there, you know, there certainly are some general hot-button issues for business people, and it depends on the industry. I think firms operating, for example, in financial services or in healthcare look at the major pieces of legislation passed in the last few years and, you know, are very interested to see what the political direction is next year and, you know, whether there's any opportunity for, you know, moderation in the legislation or in regulations. You know, federal tax rates obviously get a lot of attention, but I actually believe that most business owners are more interested in seeing government at all levels, but particularly the federal government in the United States, get control of its spending and, you know, avoid the disastrous path that we've seen European economies take. And, you know, as I travel around the country, I can't tell you how many times I've heard business owners say, you know, look, I don't mind if my taxes need to go up a little bit as part of a solution, but I want that to be the last piece of the puzzle. You know, I'd be prepared to see that happen only if and after, you know, elected officials have come up with a plan for significantly reining in the cost of government. So I actually think that, you know, that issue weighs more on business owners and their sense of prospects for their company than either tax rates or pieces of legislation.
Thanks a lot, Andy. For more Inside Investing podcasts and other investment information, visit us on the web at insideinvesting.org or follow us on Twitter at CFA Investor Ed.
Copyright 2012 CFA Institute.